As part of the National Suicide Prevention Strategy developed in 2018, the Port Augusta-based Pikawea Health Service Aboriginal Corporation developed a suicide aftercare program. It's in response to an alarming suicide rate in the area. Since they started, they've had approximately 169 referrals and have assisted those people in finding support for a whole range of concerns. Rick Dadler is a support worker for the program, and he spoke to me about how important it is to respond and be there for people in their most vulnerable moments.
We like to go and meet the people at the hospital and have a chat to them at the hospital to do our assessment on them. And so we know what the story is, what led them to that point of, having suicidal thoughts or a suicide attempt. And then we'll do like a K5 and a suicidal ideation scale, and we try and work out where they're at on those scales.
What does the scale identify? Is that risk of reattempting or where their mental state is at that moment?
They ask questions like, in the last month, how often have you thought about suicide? And it's got on a scale of 0 to 10. And if they put always, like, we'd be really worried about them, you know? And then in the past month, how much control have you had over those thoughts? If they put no control, like, we'd be really worried about them.
So basically what comes out of that is the level of intervention that you need to... What services do you then utilise to scaffold around that person to help them?
We'll listen to their story, you know, if it's in regards to them having their children taken away, or, you know, they're probably already connected to Department of Child Protection. If they've got financial issues, or refer them to an agency that can help them with their financial situation. Grief and loss, you know, if they needed to have grief and loss counselling, or we'll do referrals to the psychologists that we have here at Pikawea.
How important is it for Aboriginal people to have culturally led support services and health services available to them?
Yeah, I think it's really important. You know, like us as Aboriginal health workers or support workers, we understand, you know, because we've been through that. We know the families.
Port Augusta's not a small town, but it's not a city, and needing to engage in telepsychs and fly in, fly out support services, does that create more challenges to providing the kind of support that you put in place?
Yeah, well, we only get the psychiatrists come here once a month. I think we need more than that. We can do the telepsych over the with the television, you know. I think it's better when the person's there face to face with the client.
Just being there for people to show that someone cares, and there's a whole lot of opportunities for support for them when they're at their most vulnerable, that's pretty much the most important thing you can do, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, building that relationship when they're in hospital, or, you know, hoping that we can catch up with them in the hospital at that time, they feel shame because of what's happened, you know, like a couple of days later, and it's like they feel embarrassed to talk about it. And I just say, you know, like, we're not judging you. We're here to help you. We want to help you get back on track.
It's a tough role to take on, being the people who are stepping in and trying to offer those support and seeing people at this tough time in their lives. How do you and your team take care of yourselves?
At the moment, we're still working on that stuff. We actually talked about it last week about us caring for ourselves. You know, it does get really stressful, like, especially when you get a lot of referrals that, you know, we've probably had about 5 referrals in the last 4 days. And, you know, to try and assess them and get their stories and put things in place for them is pretty full on. I think at the moment, us workers in this program, in the Social Emotional Wellbeing program, we just talk about it when we can.
Rick Dadler, support worker in the Pikawea Suicide Aftercare Program based at Port Augusta in South Australia.